I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The future's bright for talking about Jesus in Israel. Not because Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's party won re-election. Middle East expert with E3 Partners Tom Doyle says it's because of insecurity in and around Israel. Doyle says the gospel's key.
30% of all people that live in Israel suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. The possibility of suicide bombing, war with Iran, instability and desperation, hopelessness can be an open door.
Join their 838 prayer effort on Facebook. Next, ISIS continues to bring havoc to the Middle East. A village we can't name for security reasons is in the mountains of Iraq, and they're feeling the pressure of the terrorist group. People are now fleeing to the mountains looking for safety. The past few months have been pretty rough. Open Doors USA is working to help refugees with physical needs as well as sharing Christ. Pray for hope and a brighter future. And if you keep up on worldwide church trends, check this out. In Japan, few people are stepping into church leadership roles. Churches have started considering other possibilities. Gary Bauman of Asian Access explains.
We need the new leaders coming in from outside because there is very definitely a Christian subculture in Japan. In many cases, it can be disjointed from what's happening in the general Japanese world.
Catch that? They need leaders from outside the church community. The strategy could increase growth of the Japanese church. Ask God to inspire younger generations to rise up to church leadership positions. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians book link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.